Good morning and welcome to Sterling's Daily Apology for Monday, January 10th, 2011. Brought to you by Budweiser, the King of Beers, and Today's Dentistry. Today I want to apologize to Indianapolis Colts head coach Jim Caldwell. Caldwell called a timeout with 29 seconds to play in the Colts-Jets playoff game Saturday night that I found baffling. His explanation afterward I found even more baffling. I've never seen another coach call that timeout. I've watched a lot of football since I became a football fan as a little bitty kid. And nobody has ever called that timeout. One timeout left, 29 seconds, a two-point game. The Jets happy to try for a 50-yard field goal. The Colts call the timeout. The Jets hit Braylon Edwards for 18 yards, and all of a sudden a 50-yarder turns into a 32-yarder. And from 50 to 59 this year, Nick Folk was 2 of 5 for 40%. And from inside 40 yards, from 30 to 39, he was 14 of 16. So you tell me which makes sense. And I know that Jim Caldwell couldn't predict that the pass would be completed to Braylon Edwards. He was trying to make him snap the ball a lot. It probably didn't cost them the game. There are a lot of other things that might have cost the Colts the game. But that timeout, as far as game strategy, game theory, if a sabermetrician was to look at the mathematics of calling that timeout, there's no way it makes any sense, and there's no way it's defensible. I like Jim Caldwell. I think he's a good coach. He's a quiet guy. He's an unassuming guy. He doesn't stand up and incite riots like his counterpart Saturday night does. He's not Rex Ryan. He just does his job. He does it well. But Saturday night, he really stepped in it. And I'll always believe that. I don't believe that that was a good timeout. I don't believe it made sense. I don't believe that you call that timeout 3% of the time. I don't think it made any sense at all. And I think that the Colts were worse for it being called. And for that, I apologize. That's my apology. For Monday, January 10th, 2011, brought to you by Budweiser, the King of Beers, and Today's Dentistry.